Tomorrow has been declared National Sanitation Day. Every citizen is expected to come out and clean the environment of filth. The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development throws more light on the day.
Generally, I think we had rolled it out in phases. The initial stage was to create awareness and to make people aware of what we intend doing. And then the other one is to also move on to the consultative stage where we had approached various stakeholders to lend a hand. The issue at stake is not necessarily about how many people will jump into gutters and things like that. The objective is to try and appeal to the conscience and minds and hearts of our people so that we all come to the realization that as a country, and more so our dear country, be one of the countries, sub-Saharan Africa, to gain independence. We've always ranked first. It's very, very unfortunate for us to find ourselves in the ranking of the countries that rank the bottom 10. And so it is a national issue that we should all look at it. So that is what we're trying to bring it out. The good side of it is that most of the people that we've consulted have come out to support the campaign and have endorsed it. And so we are now at implementation stage. As to the form it's going to take, we have decided that every first Saturday of every month will be declared as a National Sanitation Day, so that we're using that as the epitome to alert people that something is happening.
Talking about preparations, how far has it gone in terms of the state or public institutions supporting this exercise?
With regards to preparation, the most important player in this matter are the municipal, district and metropolitan assemblies, because they are the local governments, they are the institutions that are directly responsible in dealing with everywhere you live. You should find yourself in one of those. And we've had a series of meetings with them. And so they know exactly what we are going to do. One concern that's come up everywhere we go has to do with, in numerous occasions, when we have such exercises, citizenry will step out, they will volunteer their time to work. But then after the exercise, you still see some of the debris and garbage found along street sites, which in the long run end up going back to the drains. And so that has been one issue that we've really stressed on. And so as part of our preparation, we've tasked all the chief executives and all the assemblies that their key role is to ensure that all debris and garbages that will be generated as a result of this special exercise must be cleared.